Well, welcome everybody. Another fantastic episode of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast, episode 43 today. And I've got a whopper of a show, something very, very interesting for all of us men and women out there, and particularly us men and women that are living in the dating world. We've got the dating doctor, Kim Dunlop is here. And we're going to be chatting about, particularly for men, reclaiming your inner alpha male. So if anybody doesn't know who Kim is, Kim has actively been working in real estate for over 28 years and is still working in real estate now as a buyer's agent. Her passion has always been property and people and building relationships. Kim also has a strong passion for which she has developed a business, and that is helping men to articulate how to move towards self-love and love and to better connect with themselves and be in love. So a crazy episode today. I'm really looking forward to getting to this content, something a little new. We're going to be chatting about men, women, dating, what's happening and what needs to change. So welcome, Kim.
Thanks for having me, Darren. I'm very excited to be here this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me. What a fantastic, fun and insightful episode this is going to be. A little bit different from the stuff that I normally do, which is great.
I know. And in this climate, everyone loves to talk about dating.
That's right.
Yeah, it's actually, always a hot topic.
That's actually a really good question. Let's get right into it. How are people dating nowadays? It's in Corona time. What do we do? It's all on apps. What's going on?
Well, it's about being creative. It's about being creative. I mean, I've been suggesting to people that there's still opportunity, whereas it depends on what your mindset's at. And a lot of people have been going on walking dates. So
there you go, walking dates. Very
creative. There's been lots of walking dates happening, so a bit of exercise.
Yeah.
Getting to know someone through walking.
I can imagine that the usage on all these different apps has also gone through the roof. Have you got any stats on that, by any chance, or anything like that?
No specific stats, but there seems to be a lot of activity on all the apps. The interesting thing is, I think there's some people that are wanting to talk over the phone more because they haven't had the interaction at the moment.
I like that.
So there's been a bit of activity increasing from that point of view. So you get to hear someone's voice, which is actually a really positive thing because a lot of people have been hiding by texting people for a very long time.
Yep.
So it's a really good way to kind of get to know someone.
I agree.
Yeah. It's definitely very interesting, but there's still some, same habits that are still occurring where, and what I'm seeing a lot of is a lot of guys don't, and I don't know whether you agree with me, Darren, is a lot of guys don't tend to write a lot on their profiles.
I would agree. Women seem to be much more expressive and give much more information about what they want, what they're looking for, what they don't want, whereas men just go 1, 2, 3, here's a couple of pictures and we're done.
Yes, and whilst I'm not generalising with all men, there is some men that will write a little bit of bio. Yeah. But it's really good to express yourself. I think a lot of men are a little bit scared about sharing that information up front.
Yep.
So there's a bit of trepidation around that. So I can completely understand.
Yeah.
And even from the point of view of actually sharing their family life, you know, they're very protective. And I think that's probably a cultural thing as well. Men have always been protective.
Yep.
They've always been, you know, the ones to sort of hold that protection for the woman. And so you're kind of seeing that in the dating world as well.
Yeah,
them holding back the information, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, women are physiologically nurturers. They're expressive. They nurture. They farm. Whereas men are hunters. We just go from A to Z. We see the finish line. We do what we have to do in the least amount of time and effort. We're just built differently.
Yeah, and it's a really, I love your word, hunting.
Yeah, we're hunters, you know.
And they're hunting from a visual point of view. So they're seeing the photos on there. So what I'm seeing is they're just seeing the photos and thinking, that's the sort of woman I want to be with.
Yeah.
Not as simple as that, Darren. It's actually a little bit more complex because then they're getting a little bit upset when they either meet the person and they go, okay, that's not my person. because they're not being that expressive, that feminine type, and sharing with a woman and actually attracting or bringing in that woman that they want by sharing the expression of who they are. Now, one of the biggest things that I have seen, and I really want to share this point, is culturally men have been taught to build wealth and to be attached to their identity. And, you know, this is what I do. But what women are wanting to hear about is, who are you?
Yep.
Who are you? And, you know, what is the expression of you? What do you love doing?
Tell me
and
about your past.
Yes.
Tell me your story. I want to know everything.
Yes, that's exactly it. So women want a bit of that information because then it also helps them understand whether or not, you know, a man is open to sharing. And I think that's a really tough thing for men and what I'm finding, to show their feelings, to share that part of them. And I think they've been struggling a bit. And that's why I feel like men are a little bit lost in the dating world to some degree, because they've put their feelings on hold, or they're sort of shutting them down. And either that could be a situation from having a bad experience with a breakup.
Yep.
And trying to work through that and thinking that they have to be tough, but then labeling as sharing their feelings that they might be weak.
Right.
And I don't think that that is the case anymore. Women want to hear this. We want to talk to you. We want to actually hear about what's going on for you. Are you stepping forward, or are you actually stuck in the past?
But that's not really an alpha male trait, is it? And aren't women attracted to the alpha male? That's how attraction works.
But I think the fundamental is the communication as well. And so you've got the visual, you've got the sexual sort of like looking at the photos through the apps or going on a date with someone, and you've got that, you know, physical surface sort of look, but it's the underlying connection. And what with men I'm finding is they're a little bit disconnected with themselves.
Right, yep.
They're looking for a spark, you know, or chemistry. This word has been banded around.
Yeah,
and we can pull this apart this afternoon, Darren.
Yeah, we are.
I love the word chemistry. But, you know, and men are going, oh, I'm wanting the chemistry. But yet, what the guys that I'm working with are disconnected from themselves.
Yep.
They've actually not got a relationship with themselves. They're not understanding how they're operating. They might be a bit frustrated or upset from a previous partner, and they're bringing that into vibration with going on dates and sharing that. So it's kind of tidying up that little back end and really focusing on the individual and going, okay, what's your strategy? Or, you know, how are you finding it? How are you feeling? And I think that's the tough part, starting at that point with a man is really, really tough, you know.
So are you saying that women can sense it when a man hasn't got himself sorted out in a way? He has to do that work first before he starts entering the dating scene and the dating world.
And that's a great question, Darren, because women are sensing that. They're going on dates and they're wanting to, you know, talk to a guy and step forward, and they're sensing that maybe he hasn't sort of worked out exactly what he wants or how he wants to step forward or the type of relationship. And I think the other key word, relationship, is a bit of a sensitive topic with a lot of men. They're kind of all sitting on the fence and they're going, oh, I'm not sure if I want a relationship. And it's like, well, okay, so what do you want, you know? And that's okay if they're just wanting a friend or if they're wanting to just find some intimacy, that's great. But we need to be clear about that and that message. And actually, because a lot of women are going, well, I want a relationship, and they're writing that on their profile.
That's right.
And then the guys are seeing that they look really hot and they're connecting with them, but yet
they don't want any of that.
They're going, no, I don't want a relationship. And that's okay, because they're not at that space. But it's just them determining where an individual is at and where a man is at. And it's the emotional side. And a lot of people don't want to talk about the word emotional. And men are emotional as well. They're very emotional beings.
All humans are emotional. It's just men, I suppose, suppress their emotions and hide their emotions when it comes to dating and, you know, putting on a show in a way, whereas women are very happy to be open and vulnerable.
Yes. And I like that, putting on a show or putting on a persona.
Yeah.
Or having a different...
Bravado. Yeah, that's what men do, yeah.
Yes. Because they're like sort of trying to, like, they think it might be vulnerable to actually share that. And if they open themselves up, then that's the vulnerability piece.
Yep.
But then what they're missing is if they actually start to open up, then they then start to see whether or not that other female is a match for them. Because if they don't share who they are, then they're not going to find out and they're not going to actually create that connection.
Gotcha. Yep. Very interesting. I mean, look, what about the other side of the fence? Do you feel that women have become too dominant and less feminine than they used to be?
I actually agree with you, Darren. I actually think that there's definitely an element of masculinity in women. Uh-huh. And when I say masculinity, whilst we all have masculine and feminine energies within ourselves, and you mentioned the word nurturing before, the women being nurturing and, you know, being mothers or, you know, progressively becoming mothers, if that's a choice that you want to take, and the men have always taken on that role of the masculine, you know, very tough and, you know, all that sort of bravado.
Exactly.
But now we're seeing a shift where I think as humans, a lot of women have sort of stepped into this becoming clear or getting clarity on what they want. And I feel like the men don't know how to act around that, someone being, because they take it as being too confident or being too pushy.
But
it comes back to the women sort of saying, well, I want a relationship, and they've got that on their profile.
Exactly.
And these guys are missing that whole point on the profile. And because they're swiping right, thinking, oh, well, she looks great.
Yeah, she's hot.
But their idea of it is, I just want to take it slow.
Yep.
And that's okay. You know?
So this actually brings about a really interesting discussion. Men haven't really adapted in a way to maybe how the world has changed and how women have changed. And so what do we have to do, in your eyes, in your view, to even the scales and reclaim our place in the dating world?
I think just getting in touch with yourselves and really just having a true connection. And men are beautiful human beings and they are so intellectual. And as you said, they have this bravado of this toughness and they can't show their vulnerability because they've been taught, you know, that maybe that's not the right thing. But, you know, to create that flow of connection with a relationship, it's really important. It's really important for a man to actually open up, to then see, because I was talking to someone about this the other day, that if someone, like say a guy, is really emotional and he has a partner who's, you know, quite, doesn't know how to handle that, then maybe they're not the right person for them to actually work with them, because he's actually showing his emotions.
Yep.
But it's getting that feedback or getting that contrast and saying, this is what I need to get my needs met. And I think the men of the world haven't been able to express what they need in order to actually have fulfilling and nourishing relationships.
Yeah.
And they've held back on that. And it's such a crucial thing because women want to hear about it. They really want to hear about it. And
they do.
And I think, there's a sense of holding back for men. That's where I think they've lost. So I don't think it's more like, you know, they've just kind of lost their way in the sense of going, how do I step forward? How do I step forward? And I think the scariest part for men is showing that emotional side. But then it's connected. The emotional side is actually connected to the intimacy side.
That's true too.
So yeah.
It's really about balance maybe. Like, we have to know when to show our vulnerability and when to be strong. Is that right?
Well, this is the thing. Like, we all go through the same things. And like, even throughout this COVID period, you know, there's times where people have been up and down. And even, you know, whether you're dating someone in a relationship, it's actually being honest, going, I'm having a crap day.
Yeah.
And I would like to share it with you. Whereas men generally step in and go, okay, quick, I want to fix it.
Let's fix it. You know, what do we do? Let's go see a movie. Let's cook you dinner.
Exactly.
Or whatever. A bottle of wine.
Yeah, and look, that's probably the baby steps for a man, rather than to actually sort of take a step back and say, honey, you know, would you like me to just hear you, listen to you? Because maybe a woman just only wants you to actually hear, but then she might not actually necessarily need you to step in. Okay. And so it's just really creating that flow. And as you said, the word balance, actually really understanding your partner, but then also sharing a part of you that going, look, this is a really scary thing for me to share with you, but I'm actually feeling a bit down today, or, you know, or I want to talk to you about something, you know, which is coming up for me. And I think that's a really hard thing for guys, you know.
It is. And here's my take on it. I mean, this is my take of observing the world and observing men and women and interaction and even reading a bit about this stuff in the past. Like, I think women obviously want men that are, you know, can show emotion, that are vulnerable to a way that can connect with them, you know, showing the feminine side. But I think if a man shows that side too early, the woman runs them for a mile. So I think in the dating process, like to create that attraction and that spark, a man has to be a little bit more alpha and a bit more strong, so that there is that spark, that energy, those negative four and positive forces bringing them together. And then once they start to move down that relationship track, a man can start opening up a little bit more, because a woman's already more invested in the relationship, then it's not going to be a turnoff. That's my view. But what's your take on that?
Oh, I really like the way that you articulated that, Darren. And the only word that I would bring in is leading and then not leading.
Okay.
So either like a man showing, you know, a persona, as you say, like the man and the alpha male, which is a level of confidence, right? But then coming back to the relationship with themselves is owning who they are. So the first step in the dating world for men, which I'm working with at the moment, is actually really owning your own strategy and owning how you're turning up. Yeah. But, you know, either showing, you know, a female, like you said, you know, a little bit of the emotional side, you know, after a couple of dates, or showing them a bit about you, even in the first date, but just seeing how that goes.
Fair enough. Because it depends on the woman as well, I suppose. Everybody's different.
Yes. And because you could be closer to becoming clearer on what you want to then be in a position to express it. And so it's becoming clear on really what you want, whereas everyone will tell you what they don't want.
Yes.
But no one's becoming clear on what they do want, and they're not moving towards that. And
so it's
then looking at the dates and going, oh, look, I really like that quality about that lady. She had the same values, because it's probably really important to share the reason why I got into this business.
Yes, that was my next question. Tell us a bit about your story. How did you get into becoming the dating doctor?
So I actually started studying people about 4 years ago, Darren.
Okay.
And our mind, our body, and our emotions. And it was quite fascinating to actually really delve into the thoughts and the feelings and the experiences and how we have this mind, body, and emotion. And there's actually a lot of science behind it, and I don't think a lot of people realize.
Right. Okay.
That really stems back to our childhood. And if you look at from a high level point of view, we have values and beliefs that have been gifted to us from our parents from a very young age. And a bit like when you said before, you know, when I expressed it, it's around, you know, knowing what's right or wrong. You know, guys, I think, are saying, oh, what's the right thing to do, or what's the wrong thing? You know, is this the wrong thing in the dating world? And it's there's no right or wrong. It's a choice, but it comes back to how you're operating. And if you have a relationship with yourself, then you'll know if something is actually serving you in that space. And so it's looking at those values and seeing, going, okay, that girl I went on a date with, she didn't agree with me. You know, we've got different values, but really like taking a step back and going, well, what was it about that piece that I didn't like?
Yep.
Because there was something that bothered me about that. Or was it that she was really against that value, and I'm all about family values and my values are strong, and she's not interested in having a child? And maybe that's the mismatch. And so then you can become clear and go, okay, I might want to be clear and say to a girl, I'm looking to have family value, you know, have a family, and family's really important to me. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's then creating that story for yourself.
And you might also just be very confident in saying to yourself, well, that wasn't the one, she wasn't the one for me because we're not aligned.
Yes.
That's fine.
Exactly. And it's about creating your own story and really looking at your personality, because a lot of some our values, Darren, have been gifted to us from a young age.
True.
And look, for me, I've been working on that for the last 10 years whilst I've been working in real estate. And so I've got a really strong understanding of how I process. So for me, I'm a very visual person. My representational is visual, but it's not my primary representational system.
Okay.
My representational system is kinesthetic.
Right. So it's touch.
Yeah, so it's touch, and also it's a feeling within my body.
Right, okay.
So I have an inner trust of myself, and I have a gut instinct. So from a representational point of view, if I meet someone, I can sense, you know, from them the type of person they are, because it's my gut that's always dictating.
But that's quite typical of females. Females are feeling beings, and men are visual, you know, have visual experience, driven by visual experiences, whereas women are more, how does it make me feel?
Yes, and they are more about the feeling, whereas men don't usually talk about the word feeling.
No, that's a sign of weakness.
And whilst it's a generalization, and so when I talk to men, I say they'll give me the intellectual in the head, which is our main processing system, which is the brain, and it's the mind, because it's the thoughts that are connected to a feeling, which is generally to a past experience. So it's then really just looking at that thought and going, okay, is that value or belief still serve me in this current space now? I'm now, you know, 45, 50, whatever age, or 40. Is that working for me? You know, because some of the thinking patterns that we have or have been gifted, have been manipulating them over time. That's so right. It's quite a powerful tool.
Yeah, and things that, you know, might have been true generations ago might actually not be that relevant anymore.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And so one of my thinking patterns was, for many years, I was very over-responsible.
Right.
And I used to be over-responsible from the point of view of always stepping in to speak on behalf of other people.
Right.
And I realized that that's not my role. And so it was a gift that was gifted to me through European background that I then realized that, Kim, no, it's actually not your position. They're then being under responsible because you're speaking on behalf of them. And so it's really just shifting that and understanding that pattern and just going, well, what do you think?
Gotcha.
Rather than answering for someone in that context. So, yeah.
Very interesting. I mean, this stuff is fascinating. I could go on forever. But how do you then work with a male to guide them through the process and maybe give us a couple of examples of how you work with men to get them in touch with that side of it?
So some of the guys that I'm working with at the moment, a lot of the key things are confidence in terms of the outcomes, confidence, trust, and working out a strategy.
Okay. I like this word strategy. We'll get to that again. I like this idea of strategy. Really. Let's start with the first one, confidence.
And look, dating's a bit like real estate.
Exactly.
It is. But there is an emotional part, even with both.
Yeah, that's true.
I think in working with these guys, I'm seeing transformations, Darren, through them looking at themselves and looking at their patterns of thinking and how they've been thinking, but hearing their language, and then I'm leveraging off that language and going, did you hear what you just said?
Yep.
And then shifting that and going, is there an opportunity for us to now reframe that? Are you done with that? Because it sounds to me that you're really frustrated and you're actually not getting the outcomes, which is actually going on dates. But generally speaking, what it is there is an underlying resistance with the man, and it's finding that highest frame. So there's usually a level of fear attached to it, which is the fear of either not being good enough, not being able to step forward for whatever reason, just not knowing. Mm-hmm. And I know when I looked at myself 10 years ago, Darren, there was a voice in me that came up. And whilst I was a very, I came across as a very confident girl, I didn't know how to articulate a feeling that was coming up for me.
Yep.
And I was in a relationship, and this was probably me really seeing things. I felt like there was more, and my needs were not getting met because yep. I didn't have the ability to express my needs because I hadn't worked out who I was.
Gotcha.
And so my gift to guys is to actually help them articulate their message, to be able to step forward and to take baby steps, you know, and it's an ever evolving thing. And look, I'm still working on myself continuously every day. I'm just sure. getting better at it and having an awareness because I'm having a relationship with myself. And so I'm very clear on the people who I want to bring into my friendship groups or the relationships I want to have, because people are matching those values. And so when you're clear on your values, you're clear on, you know, trusting yourself because you have that inner knowing, then you're able to step forward. And don't get me wrong, everyone doesn't have to go at a fast pace. And particularly with men, you know, it's not going to be a fast thing. Sure. It's going to take time because yeah. there's some wounds there. And, you know, and look, the other key thing is, which all of us do, is we keep on sabotaging ourselves.
Yeah, subconsciously, don't we?
Yes, yes. It's the sabotage that we sabotage ourselves, and it's the subconscious mind that keeps on coming up.
Yeah,
absolutely. But when we bring that into vibration, we become conscious, and then we can actually have a lot more control of what we want to step forward in.
Gotcha. And I mean, do you get right into this psychology? Have you studied, you know, any particular psychology and, you know, to be able to deal with these things and go deeper?
Yeah, I have. And so I've been studying it for the last 4 years, right. Developmental psychology.
Okay.
But it's really about, we actually all have the ability, we've got the knowledge,
yeah.
As humans, all of us do, to actually look at the knowledge from an intellectual point of view. But the key part, Darren, because it's the awareness, right?
Yep.
It's becoming aware of how you're operating, but then the second biggest part is the integrating. So for me, to give you an example, I've always been giving, and I was always been in relationships and always being over responsible, like the pattern that I was running.
Yep.
I never realized that it was kind of a two-way street. I always felt like, you know, I had to drive the relationship. So coming back to the women, you know, dominating, using your word, and stepping in,
yep.
feeling like I had to always step in. And it wasn't the case. I didn't have to do that.
No, because sometimes you have to leave space for the man to step in.
That's exactly, which is the feminine side. So we all that's have right. access yeah, to
you have
those
to balance
energies.
Each other, I suppose. We all have to balance our, I'll call them feminine and masculine energies within us to yes. at different degrees.
Yes. And so it is. It is actually balancing that, but then knowing that within yourself, knowing that within your partner, being able to facilitate that and create those really nourishing relationships. And Darren, I have a belief that you can get whatever you want in a partner.
I love it. I love it. And so I want to go back into talk about that word you used before that I'm fascinated about, strategy. So what have you got to talk to us about strategy for men now? And women, I suppose.
So strategy is a really good thing. So if you look at the men on the dating apps, right,
yeah.
a bit like what we were talking about before with the profiles,
yeah.
some of the men who are not writing anything have got a strategy around that.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's working for them, I would have to ask the question.
Yeah. They're trying to be mysterious.
Correct. So they're creating this image. So they're starting to create an image about themselves.
Yep.
So the strategy all comes back to image and communication, whether that's on an app or how you communicate, your values. So the communication ties in with values. And then relationship piece is, do you want to create new friends, or do you want to have a relationship, or you're a bit unsure?
Yeah.
So the strategy is sort of a 3-point thing. Right. It's really working out, and like what I do when I support these guys is working out what their strategy is. And even from an image point of view, how you turn up.
Yep. How you dress. It's a,
how you dress.
There's a lot about who you are and what you think of yourself.
Yes. And look, I've been on a few dates as well, and I've had guys turn up in thongs and a t-shirt, and I've been dressed up like a dress and high heels.
Oh, no.
But you know what? There's nothing bad about that, right? Because I say to these guys, it's just about owning that, and they showed me who they were.
Right.
Right? Because that was their best. So in their mind, that's how they felt comfortable. So there's never a right or wrong. It's more about how you are wanting to represent yourself. And so it's then having that strategy and working out what that strategy is for you. And this is the thing, like some guys might not like to dress up, but then I became clear around that. I wanted to be with someone who liked clothes like me.
Right.
So you would
look at their pictures and you'd say, thongs, t-shirts, next, nice jacket, yep, tie, scarf, yep, click.
Yes. And so that for me is important because I'm all about supporting men to create their image. And whether it is in thongs, you know, shorts and a t-shirt, that's great because you will find another woman who is an absolute match.
Absolutely.
Who will also be in that same category.
Of course.
But the key thing is getting clear on your strategy. So getting clear on your strategy, and it all starts with the image of how you want to look and owning who you are and just turning up as that and just really owning the thongs and just saying, I really own these thongs.
As opposed to renting them.
Exactly. And then the other part is whether or not you want to question yourself around writing information on your profile.
Right, yes.
You know, because if you become a little, give them a bit of information, women, then you might find, because a lot of women are swiping left because half these men don't have anything written on their profile.
That's true. Yep, that's true. I've noticed the same with women. Some women have nothing on their profile.
Exactly. And so that's exactly the same strategy that some women, and they're quite happy with that. Yep. Or it's working for them, but it might not be working for them because they're not, not being aware. Yeah, yeah.
So it's really, what I'm hearing is it's really just about confidence. Whoever you are and whatever you want, own it.
Well, I love the word confidence, but a lot of people might be taken back by that word and go, I'm not that confident. And that's what I'm struggling with. It's about building momentum and it's about building momentum and actually really just getting in touch with who you are and your state of mind and where you're at and going, okay. And so some of the guys that I'm working with, they're saying, I'm really frustrated, Kim, because I've been going out on these dates with these girls, but then I've clearly identified that they're still caught up emotionally with their past girlfriend.
That's right, yeah.
So it's then understanding what the connection is with that, trying to work out how to clear that for them to be able to open up those channels for the new woman to step in.
Gotcha. And same with women.
That's exactly it.
The same example.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what advice would you give to women along these lines?
So I'm doing work with some women as well, whilst my main business is with the men, is I'm also still doing work with women to have chats with women about what they're looking for with men. And I think some of the key messages that are coming out are just wanting to chat and actually have a conversation with a guy. And that's some of the practiced strategies that I'm doing with guys is actually just having date scenarios and going back to the word chemistry.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in bars where guys have walked up to a group of women and some of my friends have commented on how these guys have not actually engaged. And it's even just going back to the basics, Darren, like if you were to turn up to a group, it's about how your strategy and who you are and who you represent, which comes back to the confidence.
Yes.
And I feel that men have lost that because it's about approaching a group, and even if you know other men in that group, they're not making a great impression through their lack of connection.
Yeah, their lack of connection, their lack of confidence, their lack of strategy in a way.
Yes.
As to how to put their best foot forward.
Yeah. And so I'm doing work with guys on actually having date scenarios.
This is fascinating. do you give them lines as well, or you don't believe in that kind of stuff?
No, because they've got the information. I'm the expert in facilitating, but you're the one with the content.
That's right.
But I will help you work through that and go, show me how you would actually create a date, or how would you have a conversation with a woman over the phone? What exciting stuff are you bringing? Because a lot of the guys are expecting the excitement on the outside,
yep,
which they're missing, which on the inside.
Gotcha. So what do you mean by that? Expecting the excitement. What are they missing?
Well, because men are visual creatures, right? They're looking for the excitement on the outside.
I got you. Wait, you mean we're purely superficial and we're not worried further?
No. I'm not saying that.
That's fantastic.
I'm saying that more in the sense of you're such visual creatures, but then it's the connection, because you guys haven't been necessarily taught that.
True.
To have that emotional intelligence around yourself.
True. And because it's a balance between, this is very evolutionary as well. This is how we're made.
Yes.
These are our operating systems.
Yes.
You know? And so, but as you say, times have changed, and men and women both have to start analyzing how they feel, who they are, and what they really want, and try and maybe questioning the initial superficial impulses, or just the first line impulses that are really native to us from decades of programming and centuries of programming.
And truly understanding how that other person is operating to then be able to integrate them and go, oh, okay, that's where she's coming from. Or the girl saying, oh, that's where he's coming from. He's just thinking a different way to me. That's the thing, because everyone thinks differently. And it's all the meaning making that we're making of words. And it's like, if we ask the question and start communicating, and really going back to the basics, Darren, I think is the communication is the key.
It is, because men and women are very different. We are very different creatures. So as you say, if you work out how to communicate properly, then you can start to bridge that gap.
Yet I think that we're very similar.
Okay. How so?
It's more that we just haven't been able to work out and understand. And so it's really taking that time.
Gotcha.
And now we've got an opportunity. We've got the knowledge now to actually update our personalities, Darren. We really do.
Okay, I mean,
our personalities have been evolving, and, you know, from a child, you know, like, and now we've got the opportunity to even update our personality. Like, you know, you could give me an example of, you know, a date that you went on that went disastrous, right? Yeah. But do you know what I would say to you?
Yep.
I would say you've got the contrast now of what you don't want. So now start working out what you do want and start sharing that with people. Because I get girls to do it, and I get guys to do it and say, I want to be with someone in a relationship. I want someone who's got kids, or I want to have children. There's opportunity, but we're not sharing what we want.
Yeah. And men, I suppose, are traditionally more timid when it comes to bringing out that information at a first date anyway, whereas that's women exactly might right. not be.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And don't get me wrong, it's okay to kind of take that time, you know, but saying to a woman by framing it and saying, oh, I'm just a bit of a slow burn, and, you know, or I'm open to having a relationship, this is what I'm liking, but giving her a little bit of information for then her to go, oh, wow, he's expressing how he's feeling, which is what women love.
they
want to hear it. But then he's kind of opening up the door, or opening up the valve just a little bit, as you said before, and just taking that gradually to then see whether or not he then sees a little bit about her, because then she might open up. Because don't get me wrong, both parties are very guarded on dating, you know.
They are. And that's why I don't even love dating per se. I find it a bit of a false, contrived environment. But I suppose that's one of the, you know, the best ways to meet people. You have to date. So I suppose we have to know how to actually date properly.
And do you know what? The apps are actually the best way because you get to understand a bit more about yourself.
That's true.
It's not for everyone because a lot of people are a little bit, find it confronting. It yep. can be quite brutal
yep.
In the way that, you know, but then if you become clearer, work out your strategy, write a bit on your profile, then you might see that other people will match and go, oh, look, I'm into family. And you can lead with that through a texting conversation, yeah. then graduate to a conversation. Yeah.
And then when you actually meet the person in real life, it's like you've known each other for 10 years. Because
exactly
you've already
right.
got such a much more deeper understanding of each other and a better connection.
Yeah. And I encourage to meet face-to-face as well.
Oh, of course.
Because it's so important to actually then see that energy in person.
Yeah.
But I think going back to the original energy of creating that in a text and even over the phone, it's really taking that step back, Darren, for men to actually be really clear and owning. Like I really, you know, love this word, owning who you are.
Yep.
You know, we're all either short, tall, you know, like, you know I've been eating a fair bit of, you know, ice cream, or, you know. But like, you know, we, you know, you have comfort food and, you know, sometimes we go sure. in troughs and, you yeah. know.
Too much wine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But whatever we're doing, just owning yourself, you know, who you are
yeah.
and really loving that person to then be able to share that with someone else.
Gotcha. Because that's attractive. To me, confidence like that and owning who you are is attractive.
And I love that you say that because a lot of women say that about men. And they're saying that to me going, Kim, if men only owned who they were, and started to show that, but I think there's a hesitation, Darren, with men stepping yeah. forward in that space. And I totally get it,
yeah, yeah.
but I'm wanting to support them and nurture them, but also challenge them as
yeah,
well.
Sure.
Because, you know, in that space to go, okay, I hear you're frustrated and I hear you're angry. When do you want to let go of that?
Yeah,
when do you want to go towards that,
yeah.
what you want? Let's turn that frustration into a desire.
Yeah, I love
it. You know, and let's turn it into a desire. Like the frustration is here. Let's reframe it.
Yep. And I always say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. We can read that much better than, we don't even think, look at the words, you know. So much of communication is subcommunication. It's 95% or 90% nonverbal. So it's how you say it, and confidence and body language and all that you can get away with all sorts of things if you just own it from that point of view.
And the how part, Darren, is where people are struggling. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm really seeing is they don't know how they are going about things. So it's then, and I had that for myself personally 10 years ago. I didn't know how to articulate right. a particular yeah. message. And so that's the toughest part, which is the third person. Stepping into third person and really observing what your partner is doing, or, you know, what, you know, the other person's doing, and really taking a third person view
yep.
and looking at it going, how could I look at this differently? What could I have done in it, something in a better way? You know, could I have expressed it in a different way? Was I frustrated? Did I react or did I respond? And it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship, looking for a relationship, or having a relationship with yourself. And one of the best things you can do is by having a relationship with yourself in order to bring in the woman that you want, because you're clearing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. And so I can imagine that there must be a lot of dating going on right now via Zoom and things like that.
Yes, there is.
There must be a lot of Zoom dates, and, you know, you start on the telephone and then you go to Zoom, and then when, you know, we can catch up, we go for a walk and whatever else.
Yeah, so they're all the options. And this is where, Darren, there's been a lot of people saying to me, oh, you know, it's really tough to be going dating in the dating world at the moment. I'm like, no, it's yeah, not.
Look how many
it's
options
not at all.
Yeah, you're right.
There's options. We've got new information now. Yeah. We've got new pathways. We can take that new information and we can actually feed that in and go, right, what do I want to go towards? And if this is really important for you, and if you think about it, everyone wants to find love and to be love. That's it is true. The fundamental existence of all of us.
That's true.
And so it exists.
Yep.
And you exist, Darren, and I exist.
Absolutely.
So therefore, if you were looking for the mirror of who you were in terms of your values or your beliefs or your upbringing or what you were wanting to go towards, there's other people like that that do exist.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you there. It's just about finding them. And then knowing your strategy, knowing, owning who you are. So very, very interesting, Kim. I'm fascinated.
And the finding part, Darren, is the easy part.
Yep.
Once you have actually become clear on your strategy and your image and owning who you are and creating that trust within yourself and the confidence, then you'll start to see people come across your path because you'll be so aware. The hardest part will be the integration, because when you actually call in what you want, that's where people get scared. Uh-huh. It's actually integrating someone who you've actually, you know, been working towards.
Right. So attracting them to step one, then you've actually got to integrate them.
Yes.
And that's the next part of the puzzle.
Because that's the deeper part. Yeah. That's the deeper part, which is our souls.
Yep.
You know, the soul. So being on the surface, as you said, with the bravado and the hats and turning up to dates and having the Zooms and but then it's just showing our layers, where we strip off all our layers and our vulnerability by sharing who we are.
Totally agree. And now look, Kim, it would be remiss of me not to ask, because everybody's probably listening and saying, all right, so what's the best way to meet men and women these days?
What's the best place to meet?
Say? Like, how do men and women meet these days? What's the best way to do it? Is it only apps? Are there other ways?
Oh, I actually think you can meet anyone anywhere.
Right.
I honestly believe that. And it's a really strong belief of mine. If you are open to receiving, and if you are clear on your strategy and the person who you are, and you know what you're wanting to draw in, then you could meet them at the coffee shop.
I love that.
Well, you could meet them at a restaurant. You could meet them at a bar.
You can meet them at the petrol station. Anyway.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And I'm glad you said that, because it kind of feeds into everything you're saying today. That if you're confident and you own who you are attracting people to you. And that can happen anywhere. You don't have to go to any particular place or do any particular thing.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And it takes work, Darren. It really does. It takes a lot of work. But then it's great, because it's just actually understanding self.
Yep.
Understanding yourself and then evolving yourself and growing with someone and looking at something and going, does that serve me? Like, being in a relationship, is it serving me? And when something no longer serves you or grows you or makes you happy, they're the real underlying things. And what I'm seeing at the moment is actually people finding happiness on the outside, which is what's missing for them on the inside.
That's right.
No one can make you feel happy. It's about how you are turning up. So if you create that happiness, and the guys that I'm working with, they're turning around and saying to me, I don't know why I've been wasting all these years. And I'm like, well, you tell me. It's amazing. I mean, look, I love doing the work. I really do. And I've done it myself, for me personally, which is why I want to gift it back to other people, because I'm very passionate about people, you know, getting the outcomes. Because even with men and talking about that, going, what are your outcomes? What are your goals? And I would articulate that with them, going, when do you want to achieve this by? Okay, great. If you want to achieve this in 4 weeks, we can achieve it. Yep. But you're going to have to do the work. And it's going to be hard work. And this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to push you to actually get those outcomes. But then I might get another guy who's a little bit softer, who wants to take a little bit longer, who's protecting his heart. And that's the key, is the heart. It's the heart space that's not been connected for men.
Yep.
And it's then connecting the head with the heart. And sometimes with men, you know, they've been hurt. And so it will take a little bit of time.
Yep.
And, you know, I will pace that with men, you know, from that perspective and understanding where they're at, really understanding
it. Fantastic, Kim. So for everybody out there that is interested in getting in touch with you, what's the best way?
So I've got a website, which is The Dating Doctor. So it's www.thedatingdoctor.com.au. But anyone who's been listening to this podcast today, if I'm offering at the moment, you know, just given the climate that we're in and life has been changing for a lot of us, if you are hungry for looking at changing, and anyone who refers to Darren's podcast today, I'm offering a half an hour consultation for free. Lovely. And all you have to do is mention Darren's name. And so to actually have a conversation with me and to come to me with a particular dating issue. And I'll have a half an hour conversation. It will be a robust conversation. I'll obviously have a couple of frames at the beginning, but it's just then having a bit of a conversation. But you need to look at yourself and be mature, I suppose. You have to have the maturity to be able to step forward, first of all, and pick up the phone. Because on the website, it's got my number.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm open to having a Zoom or a chat over the phone, whatever you feel comfortable with. So yeah, I just wanted to offer that.
Oh, that is fantastic. I'm sure everybody would love an opportunity to do that. And I'm going to put all those notes and website links in the show notes for everybody out there. And now, Kim, I always ask everybody at the end, leave us with a couple of things, a couple of pointers, a couple of tips that people can implement straight away to help them on their journey, even before they see you. Anything that you want to leave everybody with?
I've got a great tip for the men and even for the women as well, is if you're on dating apps, put up-to-date photos. And the reason I say that is because there's a part of you that's either hiding in the past and attaching to something or how you looked. Just get in love with who you are today.
I love that. That is, I've obviously understood this phenomenon for years, but I love the way you've just put that and the way you've expressed it as to why people might be doing that.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's really a mental shift to say, leave the past behind. This is where we're at now. This is who I am. Own it. This is me. And this is a representation of me as it should be.
Yes, that's exactly it, Darren.
I love it, Kim. So Kim, thank you very much. It's been a fascinating episode.
Oh, thank you, Darren, for having me on here. I feel very privileged. So
my pleasure. Absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I'd love to have you back again for another episode. So for all the audience out there, if you have any particular questions or topics that you'd love Kim to discuss in another episode, please write them in, darren@suspendedanimation.com.au. And then I'm going to work with Kim and we might bring her back on for episode two.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Darren.
So thank you very much, Kim. Thanks again. I hope you do really, really well. And lots of people ring you off the back of this podcast as well for their free 30-minute consultation.
Pleasure.
And everybody out there, thanks again for listening. We'll be back tomorrow and we'll see you very, very soon.